Hi, everybody. It's Louis back at you with my second audio boo. Again, my name is Louis. I do run the website, Technically Journalism. Just Google Technically Journalism and you should get it. It's actually, the address is louisvillalobos.com, which is my name. It's a personal blog I have on journalism and technology's role in it and maybe what some of the stuff journalists can do along the way as we try to cover stories. So obviously, I'm a journalist. We had a big story in the Phoenix area this week. The Tempe Town Lake Dam busted a couple nights ago. Water everywhere drained the lake. It's a pretty significant lake, big tourist attraction in our area. And one of the things I noticed the night it happened was readers or citizens were out there, you know, watching everything, but they had their phones out and they were tweeting pictures and Y-frogging stuff. And some of them actually did some video with Quick and YouTube and uploaded. It was really cool to watch the citizens, regular people, out there. And you know, we do it on a daily basis all the time, be it a picture of our pet or a video to somebody. But it's interesting when breaking news happens, the amount of activity Twitter sees and Facebook and all these kind of social services. So I got on that night and did some work for my job, and then on the side I was monitoring Twitter, and it was just blowing up locally. The hashtag was out there and the video and photos were out there. So I decided the next day, once we got clear from work, and I did a quick write-up on it and posted that on the website, something on just what residents and citizens are doing with breaking news. It's really awesome, and it started years ago. It's not new per se, but these phones are bringing it, I think, to everyone now, and it's making it easier for us to do stuff with our smartphones. So anyways, just wanted to get on audio booth, say that was really cool. And anytime there's major breaking news, if you want to test it, just do a Twitter search for that news, and you'll see tons and tons of photos, tons and tons of comments from regular people just spreading whatever information they can get. Obviously, the media outlets, we come in and explain stuff and have a bigger scope and a bigger reach, and the users will end up retweeting us. But the users, the readers, and the citizens are the ground floor, the ground zero, if you will, for when stuff happens. They're often the first to know. They're the ones that call 911. They're the ones that see it all unfold, and we just we try to get there to report it. So it's really cool. I'm really happy with what we did. I'm really happy with what our local readers did, and I'm happy I got a chance to write about it. So if you just do a Google for Technically Journalism, you should come up. That's it. Hope you guys are doing well. Bye.